Today's daf is Becharos daf Nun Aleph. We left off on the very top of daf Nun Aleph Amar Aleph. We read the story last. The last thing we read was about Hanan Bisha, the guy who had the brilliant idea because he owed a half a dinar and he was in or a half a zuz and he was in possession of a full zuz. He owed a half a zuz for hitting somebody in the ear, so he just hit him again, and that way he paid the full zuz and told the fellow that he doesn't have to give him any change. Not sure exactly what the message of the story is, but I guess that bad people will do bad things. I'm not exactly sure, but says the Gemara now, two lines from the top. Shloshim shalavet v'chamishim shalonos sham lefata. So the Mishnah said that there are certain payments that are very precisely defined in the Torah that have to be paid with manat suri. They have to be paid with a certain type of currency. So says the Gemara, and then the Mishnah at the end, after it lists them, says kulan niftim b'kesef b'shavakesef, that all of them, and I'm sorry, kulan b'shekel hakodesh b'manatzuri. It again repeats that all of them are b'shekel hakodesh b'manatzuri, all of these payments. So frankly, Gemara asulamali, why do you need to say that again? As Rashi points out, hai v'kulam hatanale, why does it need to say at the end that kulam are paid with kesef hakodesh with manatzuri, shekel hakodesh b'manatzuri? It already said that at the very beginning of the Mishnah when it started the list. So what's it adding by Hatanale Resha? We already had it in the Resha. Answers Gemara, Onus and Motzi Shemra Itzurich. The Chiddush is in Onus and Motzi Shemra. Salka Daidachamina Kivin Delok Sivu Shkalim Ema Zuzi Ba'alma. I might have thought that since it doesn't say Shkalim, it doesn't say what kind of money to pay in the Parshas of Onus and Motzi Shemra, it just says how much money to pay, it just says a number, but it doesn't say what kind of currency to pay. I might think whatever Zuzim you could find, 50 of whatever Zuz it is, that would be good enough. Come Mashmalan, the Mail of Kayalfi Me'adadi. So comes teach us that we learn them out from each other. If you look at Rashi, Mishamonos and Mosi Shemrit, Strichle and Misni, Haiva Kulam Shekla Kodesh, Misham de Resha Lotana Shekla Kodesh. What's added in the Sefer that it doesn't say in the Resha is Shekla Kodesh. Umiu Pshitalan Bi'inach Kulu Disla Imninu. So by all of the other ones, aside from Onas and Mufata, we know what kind of money to use. We know it has to be Slaim. How do we know that? The Bepidin Rabban Ksiv, Chamesha Shkalim Magul Goles. Uba Evid Ksiv, Shloshim Shkalim Yitin Adonav. Uba Mufata Ksiv, Kesef Yishkal. But by Onas and Motzi Shemra, Dafka, by Onas and Motzi Shemra, Lo Ksiv Shekel. It doesn't say Shekel. And the fact that it doesn't say Shekel leads us to Salka Daita Chamina, that we would have had a Hava Amina, Dafka, by these two, the Tana Beresha B'manatzuri Kol Chad B'chad Kidinei Ka'amar. When the Resha says B'manatzuri, doesn't mean that all of them are paying Slaim, or all of them are paying Shkalim, let's say. We might have thought each one pays X amount in manatzuri of its own denomination. Dehecha dechsev shkalim yav shkalim tzurim. Wherever the Torah says shkalim, you should pay manatzuri. You should pay shkalim tzurim. Vechad loksev shkalim leisiv dinari tzurim. And when it doesn't say shkalim, yeah, it will still be manatzuri, but it will be dinari tzurim instead of shkalim tzurim. So that's what I would have thought. Kamashvul and seif of kulam b'shekel hakodesh demelef yalf miadadi b'kesef katzuv mikesef katzuv. That we learn out the onus, Motzi Shemra, from all of the other places where the Torah gives a set amount, and when the Torah gives a set amount in the other places, it's dafka with slaim. So over here too, it's dafka with slaim. Fine, says the Gemara Vayter. Now chutz min hashkalim. Now we said that in all of these payments, you have to give that value of the shloshim of the eved, the chamishim of onus u'mefata, the mea of Motzi Shemra. It has to be that value. But you're allowed to pay it. It doesn't have to be cash. It could be the value of that many shkalim of manatzuri, but you could pay it with shava kesef. You could be poda. You could pay any of them with kesef, with any sort of denomination of kesef, and with shava kesef. It just has to be enough of it that it equals that value, except for machsa shekel. Machsa shekel dafka has to be a denomination of half of a half of a shekel. So tana chutz min hashkalim umayser varayon. So the tana, the brisa added not just chutz min hashkalim, but chutz min hashkalim. What's Meiser and Rayon? So Meiser is talking about when you're poda Meiser Sheni, that you dafka need to use a minted coin and not just shava kesef to be poda Meiser Sheni. Rayon, but it doesn't have to be a particular denomination when it comes to even poda Meiser Sheni, it just needs to be a minted coin. So that's why it's not exactly like Machsa Shekel, where dafka has to be a half. but just a minted coin is good enough for my shein. Rayon is to be kona olus ri'iya. That's the halach is you need shtei malos kesef. Those shtei kesef that you buy the olus ri'iya with need to be minted coins that you buy the olus ri'iya with. So that's what the Tana adds to the list. How do we know these all these three examples that they need to be minted coins? Shkalim ditna and mitzarfin shkalim ledarbonos mirei masoy hadarech. By shkalim, it says that we're mitzarif shkalim to the darbonos. Darbonos are zehuvim tavuim, are gold minted coins. So we see that you're only allowed to use darbonos. When the Bnei Yair send the shkalim to Yerushalayim, they put them all together and buy these gold minted coins to send, because if you're bringing gold, it'll be a lot lighter than bringing everything else, because there will be fewer coins to bring. Gold is obviously worth the most. So we see that it's dafka darbonos. Other types of gold you're not allowed to use, because the other types of gold aren't minted. It has to dafka be a minted coin. So that's how we know shkalim. Meiser d'chsiv v'tzarta kesef biyadecha. Meiser we know because there's a pasuk v'tzarta kesef biyadecha. So we see that it needs a kesef tzuri, it needs a tzura on it. V'arayon, and how do I know that to buy the olas ri'iya also needs minted coins? So interestingly, over here, we quote Tani Rav Yosef Shol Yavi Sigala Azara. Rav Yosef taught it so that you don't bring Sigala Azara, you only bring in a minted coin to the Azara. So the Gemara just Rashi just points out Hainu Brisa de Rav Yosef Lav Lefrushe El Lusiue. This Brisa of Rav Yosef isn't really explaining where we know it from. It's just a Brisa that supports that it is in fact true. The other explanations were explanations of where we know it from. Over here, it's just showing that Rav Yosef also holds that this is in fact true. Tosfos has a little bit of a problem with this because then it's not consistent with the rest of the Gemara. Okay, says the Mishnah. Ein podin lo ba'avadim v'lo b'shtaros v'lo b'karkaos v'lo b'hekdeshos. Person cannot be poda with avadim, with shtaros, with karkaos, or with hekdeshos. Even though we said kesef and shavah kesef, you could use kesef or shavah kesef for any of these things, not every shavah kesef is okay. Avadim, shtaros, karkaos, and hekdeshos are not okay to use. Kasav l'kohen shu chayev lo. So let's say you want it for Pidyon HaBen, let's say. So you're not allowed to use for Pidyon HaBen Avadim, Shtaros, Karkos, and Ekdeshos. Kos of the Kohen, Shu Chayiv Lo Chamisha Slayim, Chayiv Litinov, you write to the Kohen in a Shtar that I have to pay you 5 Slayim, so you need to give him 5 Slayim, but Ubno Enu Padoi. That will not work for Pidyon HaBen. The child is not going to be padoy by writing to the Kohen that you have to give him 5 slime and then giving him the 5 slime, because we're afraid the Gemara is going to explain Shami Yomru Podin Bishtaros. People might say that you could be poda with a shtar as opposed to being poda with money. So by writing it that could not be used for Pidyon HaBen, even though you do have to give him the 5 slime. So l'fichach im ratza Kohen litan lav matana rashai. So therefore, since you have to give him the 5 slime, if the Kohen wants to give them back to you as a matana, he can give them back to you, and then you can give them again to him as the Pidyon HaBen, if that's the way you want to work it, because he understood that you intended to give it as Pidyon HaBen, it just didn't work, so he can give it back to you as a matana, and then you can give it to him again. Now there's no chiddush in the fact that he can give it back to you and that you can give it to him again. The point is, the chiddush is, that's the only thing you could do, that's the only way you're going to be able to make it work. Hamafrish Pidyon HaBen, let's say someone sets aside money, designates money for Pidyon HaBen, va'avad, and then he loses the money. Chayiv bachriso, so he needs to replace it. He's obligated to replace that money. Shnemar yilcha padosifte. So it's not that you can't say, oh, I already set aside the money, I designated the money, and wherever it is, it's considered that it's beyond kohen already, and therefore I'm pater. No, once you set aside the money, you're not done yet. It has to go into the yad kohen, and until it does so, the person is chayiv in replacing that money, giving pidyon HaBen. Okay, so we said that you're not allowed to be poda with avadim and shtaros. So the Gemara darshins that we can't be poda from shtaros from a pasuk, both according to the sheet of Rebbe and according to the sheet of the Chachamim. We'll see in a moment. So the Marit al Gazi writes that there is a shita of the Rif and the Rambam. It's a fairly well known sheet of the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Vav Halachi Yud Beis, that the whole idea of kinyan on a shtar is only midrabanan. because minatora rayos are not nikna, only the guf hadavar can be nikna. So a shtar, which is just serves as a raya, is not able to be niknes on a daraisa level. So the Rishonim all ask on that from the Gemara, Maseches Bamitzia, Daf Nun Vavun Beis, where the Gemara darshins that there's no isro na'a on shtaros. It uses a pasuk to teach me that there's no such thing as ona'a when you're selling shtaros. Now, if you hold all mechila shtaros or only chal midrabanan, so how does a pasuk come to teach me that there's no ona'a minatora on shtaros? Minatora, there's no such thing as selling shtaros. You sold the piece of paper. You haven't sold a shtar. There's no, it's paper with some ink on it. It could be any ink. It's not considered to be anything special. It's not considered to be a shtar minatora that was sold. So what kind of drasha from a pasuk? That's what all the Rishonim are bothered by. So the Marit Al-Ghazi quotes that there are a lot of terutzim given to this, and he says the most correct teretz probably is that which the Ran says, that the pasuk is really coming to be mima'it avadim and karkos. And agav, being mima'it avadim and karkos, we mentioned that we're mima'it shtaros midrabanan as well. But it's not really included in the pasuk to be mima'it shtaros. The pasuk is coming to be mima'it something that's metaltal v'gufo mamon, but not coming to be mima'it dafka shtaros. Just like the Torah, so the Torah was really coming to be mima'it karka and avadim, because they're not metaltalim. So too we say there's also no bishtaros when they are sold midrabanan, because they're not gufa mamon. But that's clearly not part of the actual drasha itself. It's just using the same pasuk to illustrate that halacha. Problem is that we're going to see in the Gemara in a second that works very well according to the Chachamim that actually are memayit three things from the pasuk. They're memayit shtaros, they're memayit avadim, they're actually memayit karkaos, all from that pasuk, because they darshan the pasuk as klal prado klal, so they're memayit avadim and karkaos as well. But Rebbe, we're going to see, is darish the pasuk as riboy miyat riboy, and he's only going to be memayit shtaros. And then the kasha comes back. L'chora, how's it shayach that the pasuk is coming to be mima'it shtaros for pidyon ben? The ikur mechira of a shtar is only midrabanan. That's the kasha that Marit Al-Ghazi points out that all the Rishonim struggle with. So the Tumim deals with this issue in Simon Samach Vavol Salaf for Gedin Sinaipshitz, and he says that maybe the pasuk comes to be mima'it a shtar shahalova kasav boshem mishabit atzma lipiron lekala motzio alav, meaning it's a shtar that he doesn't write exactly who he owes the money to. He says whoever is in possession of this shtar, that's the person they owe the money to. So then that could certainly be chal midar raisa. It's transferring a shibud from one party to another. That's where you have a problem. Here there's no transferring a shibud, because the shibud is to the world, to whoever happens to present this shtar. A little bit dochak to say, it's just challenging to say that that's dafka the case that the Gemara is addressing. Okay, but we had mentioned this halacha that you can't do pinyin ben with avadim l'shtaros with karkos. Minchas Chinuch points out a mitzvah shin sadi beis oz ches, that if you give to a kohen an eved shtar or karka, and you say to him that no, I'm not the eved itself, the shtar itself, the karka itself, that's not my pinyin ben. It's the hana'a of that matana. That's valued at 5 slaim, that's worth 5 slaim, that's what's working for Pidyon HaBen. He says then it does work. That's not considered Pidyon Bekarko or Eved or whatever, or with a shtar. How does he get that? Because in Kiddushin it's true. When it comes to Kiddushin, Isha is not Miskadeshes B'milve, but you could be Mekadesh and Isha with the Hana'as Mechilas Milve, and that works. The Hana'a of having a loan forgiven, so that itself is to just forgive the loan itself, the value of forgiving the loan itself, let's say she owes you money, so that she's not Mekadeshes with. But the Hana'a of the Mechila, that will work. So the Imre Bina writes, no, it doesn't work by a Pidyon, is not going to work with Hana'a. No, Zain Bo Mamish, it's like a shtar that's Zain Gufo Mamon. He says maybe by Kiddushin is different, but certainly by a Pidyon it's not going to work. Just one or two other points on the Mishnah. Shar Mishpat writes that we see from our Mishnah, the Mishnah had said that if you write to a Kohen, I owe you 5 slum, you have to give him the 5 slum, but the Ben is not Padoi. So he says that you see that there's such a thing that an Isser Drabanan when there is a Taus in the transaction based on an Isser Drabanan that you were unaware of, it's not considered a Mekach Taus. The Mekach is going to be kayam, because what's happening over here? Min haraoi, the whole nesina should have been batel. You said you wrote to him, I'm going to give you 5 slum. Why did you write to me and give him 5 slum? It's posh. kosher that you were doing it because you thought you were going to be Yotzei Pidin HaBen. Happens to be there's a din d'rabbanan that you're not Yotzei Pidin HaBen by writing such a shtar because we're afraid people might say that you could be pod the b'shtaros. It's all a din d'rabbanan. But we should say he didn't know about that. It's a mekach tolos. Let the whole thing not be binding. Return the five slime and that'll be the end of it. But says the Shara Mishpat, no, what you see from here is that if it was a din d'rabbanan that causes the tolos that he was unaware of, we're not going to say it's a mekach tolos. The Rishus Bikurim does not come to that same conclusion. He asks the same kasha. He says, why isn't this a nesina b'taos? The b'taos, the av, didn't give it to the kohen for any purpose other than pidyon ben. And since ein b'no padoi, the whole nesina should be b'taos, and it should and the kohen should have to give it back. So the Rishus Bikurim answers the question differently. He doesn't just say, oh, so you see from here that any time mistake is based on a drabanan, that it's not really a mekach tolos. He quotes the Rambam in Yisurim Mizbeach, Parak Aleph Halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes that you're allowed to be makt, that when you're makdish shabal mum, it's not considered a hektash taus. It's considered the hektash going to be chal because you gave it to a kohen bidas. You just made a mistake in the din that you thought that. He said the Rambam holds that a medame that you're allowed to be makdish. The Rambam, you can compare this din to that which the Rambam writes in regards to being Makdish Abal Mum, where it's the Hektish Eschal, and it's not considered a Hektish Taos. Why not? So he says, over here also you have a very, very, very similar din. Because over here also, what you have going on is that you give it to a Kohen, but you made a mistake. Sorry, no, the other way around. That over here, what's going on is that when you gave it to the Kohen, you gave it bedas, but you made a mistake because you thought that with this shtar, your son is going to be padui. But you had absolute das in giving it to the Kohen. So according to the Rambam, that the same is true by being makdish abal mum, that you had absolute das when you were giving it. You just made a mistake in the halacha, so then it would work out very nicely. The Ravid who disagrees, it's going to turn out to be a kasha. But the Rishus Bikurim points out that it's not shaykh to be mevatel the nesina based on the tolos over here, because the whole reason that a kinyan tolos is chozer in normal situations is because you need kavana and ratzon in order for a kinyan to be chal. So you're only makna al das that you have das and that you have intent to make a kinyan. By pidyon ben, it could be there's no requirement for a kinyan per se. By pidyon ben, there's a mitzvah nesina. You need to give pidyon ben. But it could be there's no requirement for a kinyan with proper das makna. As long as it was given, you're mekayim the mitzvah of nesina of pidyon ben. So it could be that's why, even though there was a tos over here, the Rishus Bikurim says, maybe that's why, even though it was given on a mistaken pretense, nevertheless, it's still going to be chal. Okay. Says the Gemara, Masnis and Delok Rebbe, this Mishnah is against Rebbe. The Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Bakal Podin Bacharadam, Chutz Min Ashtaros. You could be Podo Bachar with anything except for Shtaros. My time, so Rebbe disagrees with the Mishnah. The Mishnah said you could be Podo with everything except for Avadim, Shtaros, and Karkaos. Rebbe says, no, everything except Shtaros. Only one exception. My time with Rebbe, where does Rebbe get his, what's the reason for Rebbe? So Darush Ribu Yumiyute, he darshans Psukim in a Reboy Mi. Style. Upiduyum ibn Chodesh Tifte Riba, Berk Chakas of Chamesha Shkalim, Miate, that's very specific. Tifte, very broad again, Riba. So Riba Miat Riba, Riba Kol. The rule is, if you're using Riboy Miat Riboy, is that you include everything. So my Rabbi, Rabbi Kol Mili. So what are we including? What are you allowed to do Pidin Aben with? Everything. Well, my Miate, but there's one Miat in the middle. So what are we being Miate? Miate Shtaros. So when you do Riboy Miat Riboy, you're including almost everything except for just one, except for the one thing that the pride is there to exclude, and that is shtaros. But the Rabbanan, for Rabbanan, Darshi Klal Prat, the Rabbanan don't view a general phrase followed by a specific, followed by a general, as Riboy Miat Riboy, where you include everything except for one. They view that as what we call Klal Prat Klal, where you include everything except for that which is Dome to the Prat, not just the Prat itself, or only one specific item, but anything that's similar to the Prat. So, Ptuim ben Chodesh Klal, Berk Chakas Chamesh Shkalim, Prat, Tifte Chazar Klal. Klal Pratu Klal, Yatadon, Ella, ke'ein haprat. The klal prat of klal is only we would only judge ke'ein haprat. Ma prat mufurish davar metaltel v'gufo mamon. Af kol davar metaltel v'gufo mamon. Just like the prat is specifically something that is movable and itself is mamon, so too anything that's movable and is gufo mamon. What does that exclude? So you can use anything that's movable and gufo mamon for pidira ben. What does that exclude? Yatsu karkaos shein metaltelin. Well, first of all, it excludes karka because karka is not metaltelin. Yatsu avadim shehukshu lekarkaos. It excludes avadim because avadim are considered like karka, which itself is not metaltelin, even though avadim really technically are metaltelin. So the Sfasemus points out it's a little bit strange because even though we are makish avadim to karkaos, when you look at the prat over here, we're looking for something that's metaltel v'gufa mamon, and avadim are metaltel and they are gufa mamon. So he says it must be that the Torah is not coming to be marbe every dovra metaltel. The prat is a simon and a remes to be made anything that's not to include all that is metaltel, but to be memait that which is not metaltel like karka, and memela, since I have a sukash la karka, it's coming to tell me to be memait anything that has a din of karka. It's not just coming, it's not only about metaltel v'gufa mamon. So that's how why avadim is included. Yatsu shtarus, and excludes shtarus, shaf pisha metaltelin, because even though it's true, a shtar can be moved, but ain't gufan mamon. The shtar is not inherently money. The shtar is representative of money, but it's a davra gorim l'mamon. But itself, it's not money itself. So it all comes down to the drasha. What style of drasha do you use? Do you use klal prat klal? Do you use riboy mi riboy? So that's what I was referring to before when we were saying that if you hold that shtaros, that kinyan shtaros is only mitarabanan, you run into trouble in Rebbe's shita, because Rebbe only is memayit shtaros and he has a whole pasuk just to be memayit shtaros. Fine. Amalei Ravina l'maremar. So Ravina says to Maremar, v'rav ribuy miyute darish. Wait a second. Rav darshins ribuy miyut. He doesn't darshin klal prat. Rebbe ribuy miyute darish. Does Rebbe darshin ribuy miyut the way we just presented it? V'rebbe klal prati darish. Rebbe is darish klal prat. How do I know that? Bimartseya, we learned out from the tool that you use to pierce the ear of the Eved if he wants to stay with his master after his 6 years are up. Titania, the Bryce of Darshan, the Pasuk as follows. Pasuk says, Martseya, that you would pierce, Lakachnas and Martseya, Venasata Bazno, Vadelas, Vailucha Eved Olam, right, that you take a Martseya. Say, in the other Martseya, I would only know that a Martseya is the only tool you're allowed to use. Minayin, the Rabbis Hasulva, Sirava, Machad, Vamakadeyach, Vamachasev. How do I know other metal implements that are sharp that you're allowed to use those as well? Tamalom of Lakachta. That's why it has a general word of Lakachta. The Rabbis called over Shinuk Lakviyad, which comes to include anything that you could take in your hand. Divri Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Marzeya, ma Marzeya miyuchad shel mateches, af kol shel mateches. Just like Marzeya is metal, it can't just be any sharp implement you hold in your hand. It has to be a metal sharp implement that you would hold in your hand. So what is the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi? Why does Rabbi require that it be metal, and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda only require that it be something that's mitaltel biyad? So the answer is Rabbi darish klali uprati. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda darish ribuyu miyute. Rabbi's darshening klali uprati over here. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda's darshening ribuyu miyute. What's the klali uprati? So Rashi fills us in at the end of the third wide line. V'lakachta klal marzeya prat v'nasata biyazna chazer v'klal. So ma prat just like the prat is something that is clearly metal, so too the item that you have to use has to dafka be metal. So bottom line, that's a major question. We said that the whole reason that Rebbe disagrees with our Mishnah and is going to say that you're allowed to be poda your son, you're allowed to do pidyon haben with vadim and with karkos, and the only thing you're not allowed to do is with shtaros, is because Rebbe uses the riboy miyut riboy style of drush when you have a broad term, a specific term, and a broad term. But over here we see that Rebbe Dafka uses klal prat klal. He does not use riboy miyut riboy. So it's a kasha. So it says we're in. Bialma Rebbe klal prati darsh. Really, Rebbe in general darshins klal prat. why does he do differently over here? V'hachak et Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. Over here it will assume like Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, b'mayim, shtei pamim, ein zeh klal prat el ribu miyet. Now when the... when it says two klalos together and then a prat afterwards, like over here it says ezet ochlu mikol asher b'mayim asholos snapir v'kaskesas b'mayim, where it's two klalos, which is mashma that in that no matter what kind of water you find the fish in, it's going to require snapir v'kaskesas. And then afterward it gives a prat because it says b'yamim u'banuchalim dafkin yamim and nechalim, which implies that only in flowing kinds of water the fish that you eat needs to have snapir v'kaskesas, but that which is gadol in gathered water, you could eat even without snapir v'kaskesas. So that's not a klal uprat. We wouldn't darshan it like a klal uprat. We would rather darshan like a klal uprat or klal. We would put the prat, even though the prat comes after both klalos, we would stick the prat in between the two klalos, and we would darshan it rather as a riboy umiyut. So that's what Rebbe holds. Rebbe really generally darshan's klal uprat or klal uprat or klal. But when you have two klalim followed by a miyut, so then he would say you do ribuy miyut. That's what's going on over here, and we have the same thing over here, because the Torah says, "Ptuim ben chodesh klal, tifta, again a klal, two klalos that are right near each other, the prat only comes afterwards." So that's why Rabbi Darshan's over here, but ribuy miyut. But typically, when you have a regular, general, specific, general, yeah, Rabbi will darshan klal prat klal, he's not going to darshan ribuy miyut. Rabbanan, what will the Rabbanan say? I mean, the Rabbanan, who even over here, Darshin, Klaluprat, Amri, Kidamrin, Bimarava, Kalmakam, Shatamotse, Shte Klaus, Smukum, Zelze, Hatel, Prat, Beneim, Vedonim, Klaluprat. The Rabbanan hold like they say in Marava, like they say in Eretz Yisrael, that any time you have two Klalim right next to each other, and then a Prat, take the Prat, put it between the two Klalim, and good. Now you have a Klaluprat, a Klal, and that's the way the Rabbanan Darshin it. So it turns out that everyone agrees that in normal situations, everyone, at least on our daf, agrees that in normal situations you would darshan klal uprat uklal. Question is this an exception because the two klalos happen to be samach to each other? Fine. Vilo behek deshos. The Mishnah says that we are not poda with avadim, with shtarus, with karka, nor with hekdeshos. So says Gemara, of course you're not poda with hekdeshos. They don't belong to you. Pshita, lavdi deininu. The hekdesh isn't yours. So how could you say that you're poda with hekdeshos? So Eima, no, what we mean to say is, v'lo hekdeshos b'kol elu. You can't be poda hekdesh with avadim, shtarus, and karka. Meaning hekdesh isn't on the list of avadim, shtarus, karka. It's on the list together with pidyon ben. Just like you can't be poda a ben with avadim, shtarus, karka, you also can't be poda hektish with avadim shtaros akarka, and there are drushas in the medrash to learn it out. Now the Marit Al Ghazi asks, why does the Gemara need to be magia the lashon of the Mishnah that it's telling me that hektishos also you can't be poda avadim shtaros akarka? You could have said that what the Mishnah means to say is that you're not poda behektish, and we're talking about where you poda with katche bedek habayis b'shogeg. Because the halacha is, even though in regards to kiddushin, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda and kiddushin daf nun beis amin beis, that if you makadish isha with hektish b'shogeg, harezu mukadeshas. The kiddushin works because the kesef goes to chulin and it's mischal biyadi isha and she is zocha in that hektish. So maybe we could have said the same thing over here. Maybe we could have said the same thing by pidyon aben, that the kohen is zocha in the pidyon, and the Mishnah is teaching me that even though in kiddushin it works as a pit. Even though in Kiddushin it works as a Kiddushin, over here it's not going to work as a Pidyon. And still a Chiddush. Granted, the Hekdesh doesn't belong to you, but the question was Pshita, that it's obvious that you can't be Poldu with Hekdeshos. Maybe it's not so obvious. You could be Mekadesh with Hekdeshos as long as it's Bishogeg and it's Kachay Bedekabayis. So the Kiddushin would work. So maybe the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that it doesn't work when you do it, when you do Kachay Bedekabayis Bishogeg for Pidyon Aben. Similar to the idea of being tokea with shofar shalola, the sheet of Rava Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Chesam and Aleph is that you're not yotze yuchiyev, even though by being tokea with such a shofar, it is yotze l'chulin. But since the being yotze l'chulin comes together at the same moment as the tekiya, we view it as a mitzvah ba'aveira, not yotze. So maybe that's what the chiddush is over here, that the child is not padui because you're doing the aveira as you're doing the pidyon aben, and maybe that's the whole chiddush. So why does the Gemara have to change the wording of the Mishnah? So he said, no, it could be that when you're tokea b'shofar shalola, the reason you're not yotze is not midin mitzvah ba avera. If normally when you violate an avera b'shogeg, some mitzvah is done b'shogeg, maybe you wouldn't say mitzvah ba avera. The reason over there is because the ikr tkia is l'shem mitzvah, and therefore it's only if you're yotze your chiyuv of tkia is it considered that you actually got hana from the shofar. Meaning, what did you do over there? You took a shofar shalala. What's the iser? Being moel, getting hana from hegdish. What's the hana you're trying to get? What, you enjoy blowing a shofar? No, there's no hana in that. The hana you're trying to get is the mitzvah. You're trying to get the hana of being mekayim the mitzvah. So when the chacham say you're not yotze your chiyuv, mimela, they're saving you from violating mi'ila because they took away your hana. But over here, it's not going to help. Over here, you're trying to get your son to be padui. It's not an iser of the hana is not necessarily the mitzvah. It's that you're giving it to a kohen. So if you're by the shofar, if we take away the mitzvah, so we take away the iser as well. But maybe had Chazal told us that you took care of shofar shaloli yotzei, they would be causing you to violate the iser of me'ila. So it would be like telling you l'chachila to be nana mehagdish. So that's why tokeh b'shofar shalola, you're not yotzei yuchiv. But that's only shaykh by shofar shalola. By pidyon haben, when you take the ma'os of hegdish out of your rishus to rishus of a kohen, you violate mila anyway. No matter what they tell you, whether the pidyon actually works or doesn't work, you violate a mila. You took something belonged to hegdish and you gave it to a kohen. So either way, it's going to be a violation of mila. So that's what the Marad al Ghazi points out, that you can't necessarily compare the two cases. Fine. Says the Gemara Vayta now. Because of the Kohen Shu Chayiv Lo Chamesh Shloim, Chayiv Litein Lo. So if you write to a Kohen that I owe you five Shloim, so you have to give him the five Shloim, but the Beno's not Padway, it doesn't work. If you want it to work, the Kohen's got to give it back to you as a Matana. So Amar Ula Dvar Torah Beno Padway Luch Sheitein. Really, the son is going to be Padway Midal Raisa when you give him the money. Umay Taime Ein Beno Padway, why did the Rabbanon say that it doesn't work? Because we're afraid that people are going to say that you could be pode even with a shtar, and that's simply not true, so we don't want people to get that misimpression. That's why the Rabbanim made a din that it doesn't work. Tani Tanaka made Rav Nachman b'no padu l'kshe yitain. So we told in front of Rav Nachman that yeah, the b'no is padu when you give the money. So I'm there Rav Nachman zudiv Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda satimta. That is the shita of Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda satimta. V'amilo zudiv Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon satimta. Aval chachamim amrim ain b'no padu. But the chachamim say, as reflected in our Mishnah, that midrabanan the son is not going to be padu even when you give the money. I mean, obviously when you give the shtar, it's not going to work. You can't be padu with the shtar, even though the shtar says I owe you five slime. The chiddush is that it's the chiddush of our Mishnah, and the sheet of the chacham is that even when you give the money, it's ein b'no padoi. V'hilchasa ein b'no padoi. The halacha, we paskin that the ben is not padoi. Fine. L'fichachem ratza koin litan lo b'matana rashai. So the Mishnah said, if the koin wants to give it back to you as a matana, so gzadei, let the koin give it back to you as a matana. No problem with that. So tanin aloha. We have a brisa that says like this. D'tan rabbanan nasu la'asor kohanim bebas achas yatza. If you give it to 10 kohanim all at once, you take pidyon haben, you can't decide which koin you want to give it to. So there are 10 kohanim that are sitting around schmoozing outside a shul, so you take your five slum, you put it down in between them and say, here, and run away. And let the kohanim fight over it. So you give it to 10 kohanim all at one time, person is yotze is mitzvah. B'zeh achar zeh, yotza. Also, if you give it to one kohen, but you give it piecemeal, you don't give five slime, you give, here's a half a sella, here's another quarter, here's a, like you count, like an old lady counting out her change, right? You give it to a kohen, little by little, over the course of time, so then you're also yatza. Natla v'chzirulo, yatza. Also, and here's the chiddush, you give it to the kohen, and he gives it back to you, you're still yotze, because you gave it to the kohen. V'kachayim in hagul shal Rabbi Tarfon, shal yinot l'machzir. In fact, Rabbi Tarfon used to do that all the time. He was a kohen, he would get pidyon haben money, he'd feel bad, he'd give back the money, he didn't feel like he needed to keep the money. U'kshashamu chacham b'davar amru kiyim zeh halacha zu. When the chacham heard about this, they said, ah, Rabbi Tarfon is mekayim, this halacha, that a kohen is allowed to give it back. So, frankly, Gemara, very strange question. Halacha zu v'sulo? That's the only halacha Rabbi Tarfon never fulfilled. How can they make such a comment about him that he fulfilled this halacha? They get so excited that he fulfilled the halacha. No, Elkiim af halacha zu. Now, the point was that he fulfilled everything. That even this halacha he found a way to fulfill. That the halacha that most people never fulfill, just to it's not a din that he has to return it. It's to demonstrate that there is such a din, that it's okay, that if you do return it, the mitzvah of pidyon haben actually works. We'll read to the two dots and we'll say some stuff. Rabbi Chanina of a ragel v'shakel mahader. Rabbi Chanina also was in the habit that he would take Pidina ben and he would return it. Chazil u'gavra d'kava d'ava ka'azil v'asi kameh. He saw a guy that was coming to give Pidina ben. Amr lei lo gomarta v'havet. So Rabbi Chanina said, I see that you don't really plan on giving it. It's like, you know, the guy gives it to him and keeps his hand out, like waiting for it to be given back. Like he never really intended to fully give it for Pidyon HaBen. So I see, he says, I see that you're not, you don't have a real Nesina Gemura. You're only giving it al das that I give it back to you. So Medom Bish Hilkachein Bino Padus. So he says, sorry, Medom Bish about it. You've done nothing. You've accomplished nothing. You've done a bad thing. It's not a Pidyon HaBen if I return it back to you, and therefore I can't give it back to you, because if I give it back to you, it's not going to be a proper Pidyon HaBen. So what the Gemara is adding is a word of caution over here, that even though it's true that a Kohen is allowed to return it, there can't be an expectation from the Yisrael that the Kohen does return. If there is that expectation, then the Kohen being in the habit of returning it may ultimately rob the Yisrael of his mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. Tosos, we'll start with a comment on the last point. Yeah,
that's not giving back help. If the Sina wasn't in the right way.
Right, so you're right. It won't help. He would have to maybe give it back and try again, and this time I'm keeping it. So Tosos points out, if you look in Tosos Dibur Maskel Hilkach, Ein B'no Padoi, about halfway down the Tosos, it says, Miu K'tzas Tema, Tekivon Shai Rabbi Tafrim Rabbi Chanina Machzirin Kol Sha'a. If Rabbi Tafrim Rabbi Chanina were in the habit of always giving it back, Nimtzu Mashchisim Bris HaLevi, She'afsidu Shar Kohanim, Shlo Yitnu El Lahem, Mipnei Shem Regilim Lahachzir. Now, who's going to give to anybody else? If you find out that you give to Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Tafrim, very Chashva Yidin, so you use a Chashva Kohen, for Pidyon HaBen, people always like to use a Chashva Kohen, so, and they give it back. Doesn't cost you a cent. So who's going to ever use any other coin? It's going to come out that their policy is going to cause Kohanim to lose money. That's not right. So it says Tosfos, it must be that the Nosein didn't know if it was going to be returned. Maybe they would quickly size the person up, and they would see if the person really Nebuch needs the money and they can't really afford to do the Pidyon HaBen, so then they would return back. But otherwise, they would not return the money back to the person. So, but what you do see is that there is a halacha that the Kohen is allowed to return the money to the person. As a public policy, Tos says he is bothered by the fact that if it becomes known that they're the ones that don't keep the money and will always give it back, that it's going to cost the other people. I saw in Rav Zilberstein saying Chashuke Chemed, he asked that he has a shaila about a city that they made a takana that anyone who serves as a Masada Kiddushin, everyone has to pay the Masada Kiddushin money, whatever it is, $100, a couple hundred dollars, everyone pays the Masada Kiddushin X amount of money. And there was a certain rabbi in the city that didn't want to take money, and he refused to take money. So the question was, is he allowed to do that? Because who's not going to use this rabbi now? So everyone else, he's robbing from all the other Talmidei Chachamim. So Silverstein says, B'charos, Tafnan Alvin Beis. Tosfos asks the Kasha, are you robbing from the other people? So what does Tosfos say? It must be that they would return it a lot of times as well. So he says in the Ha'aros of Rav Yashiv Shlita, he writes that Tosfos L'chor is a big chiddush. Shechasam Bris HaLevi is by Kohen Misayeh Beis HaGranos, where there's a Piskel and Peh to say that in exchange for that which he's being Misayeh, you give him the Matavos. But Rabbi Tavra B'Chanina, they weren't trying to get rich off of this. They weren't, it wasn't that there was some scheme going on over here that they were getting something in return. It's only that they're being mafsid the other Kohanim. So how could you say that Shechasim Bris HaLevi in that kind of situation? So Rav Eliyashiv says it's really totally in a machlokas rishonim, because Kasev Mishnah in Parakid Aleph Mibikurim Allah Ches, that writes that from the Rambam it's mashma that there's no problem of Kohen and Masayeya in this kind of situation, and they're medayik that way from Rashi and Kiddushin, but in Tosos it sounds like it is a problem. So he says according to this Tosos, it's not roi for this Rav to not accept the money. He should accept the money if he wants to be machzir based on the fact that he sizes them up as being poor. Good, so then be machzir the money, but it shouldn't just be a dua thing that this guy is going to is not going to accept the money. You have, probably have such a thing with mawalim, right? There are some people that, most people practice mila because they need the parnasa. I'm sure they want to do the mitzvah too, but there are some people that don't take money for it. I had such a thing with one of my wife's friends. After she graduated NYU Law School, she decided that her life's dream was to be a shatnez checker. So she got trained to check shatnez, but she didn't really need the money. She just liked to check shatnez. So that was the shaila. Was she allowed to not take money? So the shatnez people, the trainers, said you cannot do it for free because it's going to cost all the other shatnez checkers that do not have NYU law degrees to not check for free. I mean to lose money as a result of that. Okay, so that's one of the comments of the Achronim over here. Actually, let's try to get down to the Mishnah. A couple of things I wanted to say, but let's try to get to the Mishnah. Hamafresh pidyon beno va'avad chayv v'achri. So a person sets aside pidyon aben and he loses it, he's chayv to replace it. So minallan, how do I know that that's true, that he's obligated, he's responsible for it? Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, asya erech erech me'erechin. We learn it out, erech erech, from Erechin. Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yonasan, v'kol b'char b'necha tiftev lo yiru panai reikam, v'yalef reikam reikam me'olas ri'ia. We learn reikam reikam from olas ri'ia. Ma'olas ri'ia chayv b'achar yuso, af pidyon aben chayv b'achar yuso. Just like be'olas ri'ia, if it gets lost, you're chayv to pay for it. Same is true with the pidyon aben money. Maskev Rav Papa, kra l'kra. Wait a second, the Mishnah already had a pasuk. Why do I need another pasuk to be misayeya for something a din that already had a pasuk? The pasuk of the Mishnah quoted is plenty good. That you need to, you're responsible for the money for pidyon aben. It's the previous Mishnah where we said that if the guy dies, if the child dies after 30 days, even though you didn't yet pay pidyon aben, nabuch, the guy has to pay pidyon aben for his deceased child. Minalan, how do we know that that's the case, that even if the child is deceased already, but he survived the first 30 days of life, they have to pay pidyon aben? So that's Rav Shimon Lakish says, we learn it from Erechin. Rav Dimi says in the name of Rav Yonasan, that just like the Yorshim are Chayavim by Re'ia, so too the Yorshim are Chayavim over here as well. Turi Evin Chagiga writes that if a person comes and sees the Azara on the first day of Regel, and he's chayiv in a carbon ri'ah, and then he becomes tameh, he can't send his carbon to the Azara, because you need him to be ra'ui l'ri'ah, even at the time that the carbon is being brought, and by the time the carbon is being brought in that situation, he's already tameh. So that's what the Turi Evin writes in Chagiga. So ask the Avni Nezer, it's beferish against our Gemara, the Avni Nezer in Chosh Mishpat, the end of Simon Kufnun Hey, he says, l'chor, it's completely against our Gemara, because in our Gemara, we see that we're mechayiv the Yorshim to bring the carbon of a dead person. Now, b'shah, that a person is dead, certainly he's not roi lava, and nevertheless the Yorshim are still chayiv to replace that carbon. There's one more point, and we'll end with this. Also, we said mafresh pidyon beno that you chayiv b'achriyuso the ksos achoshen quotes of Pri Chadash in the Kuntras Mayim Chaim, who says that you're allowed to give a kohen katan pidyon chamesh slayim, and it works because a katan is kona when there's a das acheres makna, and he brings a raya from a gemara in Yevamos. So the ktsos just said, because the gemara in Yevamos says you can give truma to a katan, so the ktsos questions the raya because pidyon aben is different from truma, because we paskin tovas hanah is not mamon, so the bailim doesn't get any it doesn't have anything in terms of his truma, so there's no das acheres makna over there. The fact that you give truma to a kohen is not because of das acheres makna. By pidyon aben, since if you're kori shame on the money, you're still going to be chayv b'achriyuso, so it is the bailim's money until it's yavol liad kohen. So it's still considered mamon shelo, it's still considered the bailim's money. So over there, maybe das acheres makna would be different than it would be by truma. Okay, so that's the issue of giving pidyon aben to a katan, and a lot more to say on that, but we'll stop here. We'll continue with the Mishnah tomorrow.